Hi there. You're listening to Terry Telford from terrytelford.com. And I also run the Business Professional with a partner and Your Marketing Journal with another partner. And Mark and I have worked back and forth as affiliates for each other and done very well working on each other's products back and forth with our lists and whatnot and doing some marketing together. So what we've done now, I was talking to Mark a little while ago, and he was telling me about being able to get about 1 million visitors a year to whatever websites that he was working with at the time. And I found that was really intriguing because that's a fairly decent amount of traffic. That's actually about 3,000 visitors a day, which means he's getting a very, very decent traffic flow to his websites and making about $10,000 a month, if I'm not mistaken. Is that about right, Mark? Is about 1 million?
Yeah, about 10,000, yeah.
So it does make a very big difference to get a lot of traffic to your websites. So what I wanted to do then is to pick Mark's brain and find out what he's doing to get that amount of traffic to his website and be able to show you exactly how he's doing it and how you can kind of follow in his footsteps and start developing a lot of traffic to whatever website that you want to have traffic developed for. So I think I'll just start off by just giving you a little introduction, Mark. Mark's background, he's basically a computer science and economics student, and he's in the University College in Cork, Ireland. But what he did is take a year off because his internet business started doing so well for him that he wanted to get things in order, make sure that the business was taken care of. So he took a year off from going to, is it a university or a college?
that means the same thing here.
Okay.
University College Cork, yeah.
Okay, cool. So we've got, you're going to either university or college, and anyway, taking a year off so that he can basically develop his online business even further. And really now, like I mentioned, he's mastered traffic generation, being able to get traffic, being able to get visitors to his websites, and getting to the point where it's generating a very nice $10,000 a month income. So I guess instead of me babbling on, Mark, it's probably better if I let you take over since it's actually your life story, and you could tell us where you come from, how did you end up getting online, and how did you kind of get to the point where you are now, being able to get the serious amount of traffic that you're getting and developing a very decent income?
Well, first off, Terry, just thanks for having me on the call. It's great to be here. Basically, started off, my first little dabble on the internet was when I was about 16 years of age. I created a ringtone site, and ringtones, as you probably know, they've become a little bit of a phenomenon now. But when I started them, there was nobody doing it. And I went off, emailed a few radio stations, and eventually got some national coverage from a website, and ended up getting on a tech spot in one of the national stations and got over 40,000 hits in one day. Unfortunately, the site wasn't monetized because I was young and naive and didn't really know exactly what I was doing. But thankfully, from then things have changed, and much more proficient at internet marketing. 6 years on, but that's basically my very first internet marketing story.
So run me through this. Now, the website that you got this 40,000 hits in a day, that was ringtones. That's ringtones for your cell phone or your mobile phone, is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
And how did you do that? You got some radio coverage. How did you go about getting radio coverage?
Basically, I've always kind of been of the attitude, you know, you could always ask people, always try and get even TV, radio. I mean, the worst people can say is no, which, you know, means nothing. You've always got to pick up the phone, send an email, you know, you've always got to be pushing to try and get people to do things for you. Now, the thing you've got to remember as well, that radio and TV, they're always looking for content. And this was a 5-10 minute little tech spot. And at the time, ringtones were kind of a new thing coming in. And here I had this website where people could get free ringtones. So it was perfect for them, and ended up getting coverage all over the country.
So how did you go about doing that? Did you just call the radio station, or did you send them an email, or what did you do?
I sent them an email because I remember, like, 2-3 weeks previously, they had this little text button, and I didn't know whether it was recurring or not. But the presenter who did it, I got his email address, emailed him, told him about the site, and he told me, yeah, we do that tech spot once a month, I think he said at the time, or maybe it was once a week, I'm not too sure. And the next time he did it, he put my my website in there. It actually got a little extra coverage because people started calling in like 5-10 minutes later. Oh, could you name that website again? I've lost the beat, or I can't remember the URL. So it got a lot of coverage. Now it was only one day's worth, but that was still a lot of visitors on the most listened to radio station in the country, basically.
Wow, and that all came from just sending one email to this guy.
That's sending one email. So the little things count a lot when it comes to traffic.
Now, what did you say in the email? Did you do it as a formal press release, or was it just an informal email to say, hey, here's who I am, would you be interested in doing a spot?
Very informal. I said, you know, hey, my name is Mark Slavin. I've got this website that offers free ringtones to anyone who's on the site. I noticed you did a little tech spot, and I was wondering if you'd like to add my website into it. Got an email back saying, yeah, looks good without it. You know, it was just like that. There was no big, long rigmarole. It was just a quick yes. And then a week later, there it was in a little 5-minute spot.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You just got to ask. You know, TV and radio, obviously, being in the online world as well, we kind of tend to forget about them. But that's, you know, there's more people listening to radio and watching TV than there probably is online. But so you've always, I mean, you've got to... Just ask. I always say that, you know, there's no harm in asking. All people can do is say no.
And really working both angles then. So you work the offline to bring people to your website online.
Yeah. To be honest, I haven't used it too much. I use it in press releases and things like that. But unusually enough, my first venture of getting traffic in the online world started in the offline world.
That's cool. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a new product. I'm going to do something kind of unorthodox, which goes along with your traffic program, one of your traffic programs as well. Instead of making everybody wait until the very end of the call and let them know about the super secret surprise package that you put together for them, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know now, and then we're going to go ahead and do the content of the call, show you how Mark is going about doing this traffic other than just through radio stations. He's also got about 30 different ways of getting traffic to a website. Now, obviously, we don't have time to cover everything, but I've kind of selected about 10 of the methods that I'd like to be able to cover and kind of pick Mark's brains and get all the details of how they work. And we've slotted them into pretty much 5 main categories. We've got search engine optimization. I want to look at viral traffic, basically online media, how we can use online media to get a very serious stream of people visiting your website. We're going to look at some Web 2.0 techniques and using the social networking, getting things going that way. And we're going to look at a little bit of guerrilla marketing. How you can get your website on there. And what we'll do now, I'm just going to give out the secret package that you put together, Mark. If you go to ordertraffictransformer.com, what Mark has done is put together a package that includes the traffic transformer way of generating traffic, which is the 30 different ways to get traffic to your website. That's what Mark does personally to get traffic, get his million visitors a year to his websites. As well, he's including another package called Unorthodox Traffic. And I've read both of them, I've used both of them, and they are absolutely incredible. They work flawlessly. There is definitely no better way to get traffic other than on really following your lead, Mark, and going with it. So what Mark's done is actually package the two together. Now, it's only going to be done for this teleclass. Once this teleclass is over, we're going to leave about a 24-hour window so that you have a little bit of time to go ahead and get the packages. But after that, the only thing you're going to get with the Order Traffic Transformer is the actual Traffic Transformer kit. But if you order it right now and within 24 hours of the call, we're going to get it to you, that plus Unorthodox Traffic. So if you go to ordertraffictransformer.com, you'll get the whole package, and I'll spell it for you. It's O-R-D-E-R ordertrafficTransformer.com. Again, it's ordertrafficTransformer.com. And now what we want to do is basically cover all the techniques that we've been talking about 10 different techniques within the whole system there. If we can talk about, first of all, Mark, search engine optimization, if you can kind of give us a little bit of an idea, what is search engine optimization, and then we'll kind of dig a little bit deeper into it as far as the details of how we do it.
Essentially, search engine optimization, or SEO as it's called, is basically just optimizing your website to get as high up the search engines as possible for keywords that relate to your website or service. So, for example, you know, you sell a golf product that cures a person's slice or something like that, you know, you want to rank high in Google for the term cure golf slice. So essentially, that's what search engine optimization is. Now, to go about it, basically, there's kind of two main areas of search engine optimization. There's on-page, which means that stuff you actually do to your own website, and there's off-page optimization, which I'll go into in more detail in a minute. But just to start with on-page optimization, the most important thing with on-page optimization is basically your keywords. So just to use that golf example again, you know, if you have a website where you're showing people how to cure their golf slice, first thing, a domain name with those keywords is always good. Second, you know, you want those keywords to be featured heavily throughout that website. It's always very important for the search engines, you know, to know that your content is based around those keywords. And thirdly, it's kind of become a little irrelevant, but it's always good to use things like meta tags just for the search engine's sake, you know, to let them know what kind of keywords you have, you know, the order of the site and things like that. It's good to do these things right because Google likes that, basically.
Okay, and that's all the on-page search engine optimization.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. I mean, you can get into the nitty-gritty of, you know, what's very important is the headline of a page. So you want, you know, like Google rates something that's in bold letters more important than something that's not. Now, saying that doesn't mean you go and make your whole site bold. It just knows you're spamming them. But if you bold certain things like your keywords, so we go back to the golf example again. So if you have an article on your website, you want to bold the keywords that you want to rank high for. So once again, cure golf slice should be bold because, you know, that's basically the important keyword of that page. So there's a lot to it. And what I actually didn't tell Terry as well is that I've added another bonus into the Order Traffic Transformer site, which is basically a 200-page book on SEO. It's basically the Encyclopedia Britannica of search engine optimization. I've added that in as well because I know we only have an hour here and there's a lot to SEO, and I thought that would be a nice addition to it.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. That's perfect. That'll take care of a lot of questions because that was my next question is how detailed do we have to actually get when we put up a page and optimize it as much as possible for the search engines, basically looking for the, like you said, number one is the actual name of the website. So if we had something like golfslice.com and the main headline on that page or on the index page is how to cure your golf slice, and you put that in bold, then you have an article about, I guess, the problems of a golf slice, the cures for a golf slice, whatever. I don't know anything about golf, so I don't even know what it is. But as far as anything to do with a golf slice, you would put that in bold. I mean, that's and working on your meta tags, just put your meta tags in there for the sake of good order. Is that the basics, kind of the basics that I would need to do on a page?
Pretty much. I mean, the thing is, what amazing enough, you know, off-page optimization is probably more important to Google now. So once your on-page optimization is decent, like basically doing what you've just said, then you've got to move on to the off-page optimization. And really, that's getting links. And that's probably almost definitely actually more important nowadays than on-page optimization. Because back in the day when the internet was new, basically, people used to just spam their meta tags, spam their pages with all the keywords they wanted. But it's very hard to kind of, you know, spam links. So basically, links have become very important to Google, and off-page optimization has become more important, in my opinion.
So what do I do for that to have off-page optimization? Can I know there's services out there that they'll, I think it's like $6 a month, you'll be linked to by 1,000 websites. Is that the what you're talking about?
They run away from them. What you want to do, basically, there's if buying links in bulk, Google has started penalizing people for that. You don't want to do that. What you should do is basically, the key is content. So we may as well use a golf slice. If you have private labor rights to, which is whatever, a book in your niche, golf, break it into articles. Take that content, break it into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 articles, including link to your website. Post them throughout directories like easyinarticles.com, goarticles.com. There's loads of them, and I'm sure there's golf specific ones as well, or niche specific directories as well. So that's a fantastic way to get links. Also, what I've been doing recently, and to be honest, I think it's pretty amazing, is using a site called dig.com. They've been around a while, but not a lot of people use it. DIGG.com.
Right.
I've literally got rankings in one day. All I put a post in my blog, use the keywords I want to rank for as the headline in my post, or the post name. Now, they've got to be low competition. I mean, you can't be competing, you know, for huge keywords. But if you're competing for low competition keywords, you know, you can literally, the same day, you will see that big result in Google, and people can link to your website from a keyword search the same day. So, I mean, if you're having problems getting even indexed by the search engines, you can get indexed in about 6 hours using dig.com.
What? Indexed in Dig or indexed in the search engines?
Oh, in Google, in about 6 hours if you use dig.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so so how does Dig work then? You put up your article on the website, and then what?
Oh, you put the article on your website, then you go to Dig. Now, you sign up for Dig. It's completely free. It's mostly for kind of news and things like that. And if people like Ayrton's articles, what they do is they dig them, basically, which means you kind of click a link, and, you know, the number goes up from 1 to 2, so 2 people like it. If more people see it, they click the Dig again, and so on. And the more digs you have, the higher up their rankings are. Now, if your article is digged an awful lot, you can actually end up on the front page of Dig, and then you just get insane amounts of traffic. I mean, completely insane. There's millions of people visit that front page every day. But from a point of view of search engine optimization, literally, put your article on your blog or on your website, go to Dig, submit it, ping your article or ping your blog. So just using something like pinggo.com or pingmatic, so, you know, the search engines know your article's up there. And within about 6 hours, you'll be indexed by Google.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's basically the high-level overview of off-page search engine optimization, is get an article out there, get it indexed by Dig, go to Pinggo, get it pinged by putting it on your blog, and sounds like you're pretty much set to go.
Yeah, the key is if you're going for huge keywords consistency, submitting an article every day, submitting it to Dig every day, and just building up your links the right way. Like you said at the start, buying links in bulk, it just doesn't work. Don't even think about it. It's a waste of money.
So then the keywords that we're looking for within individual niches, if we're going with golf slice, would you put an article up that basically is keyword optimized for a long tail keyword, meaning how to improve my golf slice, as opposed to golf?
I personally like to put, no, you need the full keyword, yeah, and I personally like to put it at the start. So we say if it's cure my golf slice, on the headline you would have cure my golf slice, and then maybe a hyphen, and then just say, you know, six easy steps. For some reason, I don't know why, but when the keyword is at the start of the headline, Google seems to like it a lot more.
Okay. I think I just want to basically summarize that for if anybody missed it. There was two very, very hot key items there. Number one is put an article up on your website, for example, on your blog, and then use Dig and use Pinggoat was the other one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's if you've got a blog, Pinggoat.
If you've got it up on your blog. The second thing is in your article, and this is in the title, I'm assuming, Mark, for putting your keyword in the title first. So if you have six easy steps to cure your golf slice, switch it around so you've got golf slice dash six easy steps. So it's still humanly friendly. You can still read it comfortably, but it's also very, very Google friendly, and you can get things up in 6 hours. That's incredible. Next thing I'd like to kind of cover, Mark, is viral traffic. If you can kind of explain what is viral traffic and how do we get some?
The best example of viral traffic is when you get an email from your friends with a funny video or something, and you go off and you like it, and you email it to 10 of your friends. And 10 of your friends then go off and email it to their friends, and so on. And that essentially is viral marketing online. Doesn't have to be videos. It could be something like a viral report. Would say you brought that PLR, Private Label Right golf book. You can divide that into two or three reports, or just take a chapter of it, put it into a report, include links to your website on it, ship it out to your list, or advertise it on Google, or however you want to, or send it to friends to get it going. And if the report helps people, then they keep sending it on to people they think would like it. So that's a very easy way to make a viral report. Literally, just take content from private label right products, and the easiest way to get it going is just if you've got a list, send it to your list, and give them the rights to send it to whoever they want it. And if you don't, you can even just start off with friends, or even do something simple like put an article up on, like we just said, put an article up on your blog and dig it, because you get traffic that way pretty quickly as well.
Excellent. So the thing with doing a report is that you've got to have a report that is beneficial, is very interesting, and kind of has a bit of a cool factor to it then, to be able to get people to say, okay, I'm going to send it on further.
Exactly. With videos, almost 90% of the time there's a comedy element to them. But if you're working in a particular niche, basically you want to be able to help the people in that niche. And if your report does that, then your job will be done for you. It'll be passed around.
Excellent. Now, what about, have you used products to be able to brand the report? So if you send me a report and I really like it, but I'd like to include my affiliate link.
Yeah, there's a piece of software called Viral PDF. I think it's viralpdf.com. It's not my piece of software, but it's good. Basically, what you could do, just like Harry said, put your affiliate, you put your website link in there, and then you ship it out to your affiliates, and they can add their affiliate link into it. So when they send it off, they get commission for the report. So they're more inclined to send it and to promote it, because they're getting money every time people buy a product out of it.
Exactly. So it becomes more viral because people are more incentivized to be able to send it further because it's got their link in it then as well.
Exactly.
Excellent. As far as video, is there any way to brand a video? Or so if I wanted to send a video for one of your products, for example, can I brand that video somehow?
Yeah, there's a very cool website called bubbleply.com.
Who?
bubbleply.com.
Okay.
This is a particularly cool website. What it allows you to do is take any YouTube video and put basically a little bubble on it, which is clickable. So this means you can take any YouTube video. You don't have to go to the effort of creating a video yourself. You take any YouTube video. Going back to the golf example, let's say there's a funny video of some guy playing golf, takes a swing at foals or something. You can put a little bubble fly link on it, with your link to your product, ship that off to your list, or put it on your blog and dig it, and have it spread around that way. And as it's getting spread around, your link is on that video with a link to your product.
Wow. And is this a free service or is this a paid service?
Yeah. Completely free. And the great thing is you don't even have to create your own videos, which is basically what keeps most people away from video marketing. But literally, you go into Bubbleply, type in the YouTube URL, completely free, and you just put on your link.
Wow. All right. I just want to basically summarize that again. The two really cool ways to get your products out there, your viral products out there. One is create a report and get it to be brandable so that whenever you give it to somebody, or if you're the product owner and you want your report to go viral very quickly. Give your affiliates the ability to rebrand that report, so whenever they send it out to all of their people, they're getting credit for the sales, and that'll go viral very, very fast. The next one is with a viral video. Go pick yourself up a YouTube video, brand it with your own brand using Bubble. It's Bubble Ply, is that right? BubblePly.
That's right, yeah.
So go and brand a YouTube video. Find yourself some cool YouTube golf videos if you're doing a golf set. Brand it with Bubble Ply, and boom, there you go. You got your own videos without doing any of the work, and you're being able to send people to whatever website that you want. That is, Mark, I don't know. That is worth gold. That one piece of information there. That is incredible.
Definitely. I mean, there's just basically the internet. There's just so much information out there. It's a case of just finding the right things to get traffic in the right places to go. Because, you know, you can get lost out there very, very easily. And there's a lot of crap out there. So, that's just one tip that's very easy to implement that can literally drive thousands of visitors to your website.
Exactly. That's phenomenal. Now, the next thing I wanted to look at was online media. Can you kind of define what would online media include? What kind of products?
Things like press releases and classified ads would kind of fit into the kind of online media section. Press releases are really, really good for two reasons. One, they get you publicity, and two, they can get you a lot of links, which the search engines love. There's a company called WebWire.com.
Uh-huh.
And for WebWire.com.
WebWire, okay.
WebWire.com. And for like $20, what they'll do is, we say you then submit your press release to all the major online news networks, so like Google News, Yahoo News, MSN News, and when people search the news for whatever keywords you use in your press release will come up for that day. Now, the thing about writing press releases is you cannot make it a plug for your product. You know, you've got to write it almost as a news journalist. And if you do that, you can end up having press releases picked up by newspapers and so on. And of course, you know, at some stage during the release, referring to your link as something of interest. But the important thing with a press release is not to use it as a sales page.
Okay. Now, as far as the format, I know press releases have a specific format. Can you walk us through what exactly you would do to write a press release?
Well, like I said, the best thing is to probably kind of put yourself in the headset of a journalist, but with a marketing mind as well. So the headline, you know, is all important for keywords. So if we're going with the golf niche again, you kind of want, you know, you want to have your golf slice in the headline. You've kind of got to work around it though, so that it's a news story almost. Now you can say, you know, new product cures the golf slices of such and such golfers or whatever. If you're an affiliate for a really big product that's already got a brand, then it's fine. But if it's your own product and it doesn't already have a big brand, then it's very unlikely, you know, news media are going to pick it up. So you want to, you know, keep your press release very interesting. But basically, the format to them is the headline, which obviously grabs the attention of the journalist who's reading it and the person who's reading it, and the headline, which contains the release date and usually the city where you're from as well, or the city of the news. And you want to start off with an introduction, basic answers to the questions, you know, kind of the who, what, when, where of the press release.
Uh-huh.
The body, then you want to know the statistics, the background. It's kind of the place where you want to put in your link as well, affiliate link or website link. You want that in the body of it. So we'd say, you know, pretend you were doing an interview, you know, Mark Savin of OrderTrafficTransformer.com says. That's a good way of getting a link into a press release, rather than pushing it into people's faces. And the boilerplate then is the short about section, where you put in, you know, backgrounds of the company, your company, your organization, or if it's just yourself, your individual. And of course, your contact information goes at the end of it then as well. Name, phone number, email address, and so on.
Okay.
That's basically, there's a lot to, it sounds like there's a lot to a press release, but there's actually not.